This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Gammon and two final phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show before we go to our guest host, Kate Daly, always knocking out of the park. Huge guest, you name it, amazing lady. Who's been home the longest here? That'd be Jeff in Ontario, Canada, then Brian in Ohio. Jeff, go ahead and knock it out of the park.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about one thing in particular, and that is a mini documentary by the infamous or famous Lyndon LaRouche, another one that one of the patriots we could stand on his back.
I disagree with some of LaRouche's solutions, but when it came to knowing how things work, dead on.
Yeah, he did a documentary a while ago called Unsurvivable, What Nuclear War Would Look Like, and that leads me to talk about plague, famine, and war, and that's basically how they take over civilizations through all of history in battle, right? William Engdahl wrote a book called Full Spectrum Dominance, and so basically the plague is the COVID. Famine, we're seeing famine coming up, and the war is World War III.
Dollar
right?
devaluation, imploding borders.
Yeah. And so the other ones that I wanted to talk about were Dr. Stan Monteith, Fritz Springmeier, Steve Quayle, Anthony Sutton, Daniel Estulin, Bob Chapman, John Coleman, Jim Mars, Aaron Russo, and Eustace Mullins. But I have an idea.
And don't forget Tex Mars.
Absolutely. So the new T-shirt, fundraising T-shirt, the Alex Jones was right. Maybe on the back you could put like a concert T-shirt and list all of the people who have been 100% dead on. You could go back over all their work. And look at
that is
done.
A gorgeous idea. By the way, we've got Ted Gunderson's, I'm trying to get his family on. We've got General Ben K. Parton's grandson coming on Thursday.
Awesome. So, my dad tried to tell me in 1990, he showed me a documentary film by J.R.R. Church called What in the New World Order. Showed me the Earth Summit in 1992. I didn't believe him. It was your film in 2007, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that woke me up, and I have been trying to wake up my friends and family for 15 years, and it's been a battle. But my suggestion for everybody is get ready. Famine is next, and I believe war is the final one on the agenda. And
you're right. Global destabilization is here to bring in one world government, Jeff.
I just wanted to ask you one more question about a book called The Perestroika Deception by Anatoly Golitsyn, and that plays into the World War III. And to find out what...
No, I've read the book, and and it deals with the Perestroika Deception, only being one part of it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Jeff. Brian in Ohio, last call before Kate Daly takes over. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, first of all, man, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I've been following you for years. I followed you back when you was on Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. I know that you back in 2008, 2009, you even knew about the virus coming, pandemic, all that. You know what I mean? I support you. I support the cause. I'm censored like you. I threw my hat in the race for 2024. I'll tell you. I want to go back real quick and go back with that guy that's talking about, you got evil about Trump and all that. I don't know if people realize that on January 6th, I was there. You know, Donald Trump couldn't stop anything. Let me tell you something. They shut down all the telephones, services. If Donald Trump was to tweet something out there, nobody would have got it anyway. Phones were just, they didn't work. They didn't work. So let's get that one thing out of the way. And I just want to say, you know, that, we got to realize that they broke all the constitutional laws throughout these states in this election. They broke the Constitution. They keep breaking the Constitution. This administration has continued. Now they're doing it in front of our face. And here's
they are running the country in the ground in front of us.
Here's the problem that I have. There's 545 people in Washington. And when are we, the people, going to stop letting 545 people dictate what 350 plus million people do in this country.
Well, brother, it's an information war. We got to free the hearts and minds. Thanks for the call. Thanks for holding. Kate Daly's about to take over. Thank you all for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now to get great t-shirts, books, films. That's how you keep us on air. It's so critical. I want to thank you all that have been supporting. There's also a big donate button right at the top at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for all your support. Kate Daly takes over.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're fighting the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be here today. I'm your guest host, Kate Daly, from The Kate Daly Show at katedalyradio.com. Make sure and get iodine. Make sure and get some of these products that Alex is talking about and get them in bulk. You know what? They'll keep. They'll keep on the shelf because they're high quality. I'm telling you, make sure you have stuff. Get it right now. It's really, really important. I've got such an amazing guest for you today. I also want to mention before we go there, 2000 Mules is out. This is the movie. You have to go there to get the tickets or see it virtually online, you know, see it online. But 2000 Mules is out, and election fraud is that, and food shortages are two of our most pressing situations here in America right now, even though the distractions are huge. And they want our attention going other directions. These are the most important things. We have to preserve our elections, free and fair elections. And so, you know what I would love? I would love it if everybody wore who they were voting for on a t-shirt in big black bold ink. You know, those are the pictures that need to hit social media. There's no denying that if everybody was bold enough and willing enough to do it. You could never, ever slide by with the amount of election fraud that they love to be able to perpetrate on our elections. They can do about 35%, 40% election fraud if they can get the people to buy it. And so this brings us to the issue today with my very fantastic guest. I love Chris Ann Hall. Chris Ann Hall is our constitutional attorney and expert. She's amazing and a good friend of mine. She's on my show weekly, and I absolutely love her. She's a veteran. She's a public speaker. She's been on about every TV show you can imagine. And she knows her stuff, and she does it in the only fireball way she knows how, and that is that delivery that is amazing. She even instructs sheriffs all over the country, which I absolutely love because they need to know what to do and how to preserve the Constitution that they swear an oath to. So I love that she's going around and telling them, please, 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 this is what your job means, because that role, we're going to see how important that role is in our lives coming up. Chris Ann Hall, welcome to the program. How are you?
Well, thank you, Kate. So glad to be here. So glad to be a constitutional attorney that actually understands the Constitution. So, and I want to thank you for bringing me on, because I love being with you no matter where you are.
Well, it's rare. It is very rare. And this is why I have you on my show every week. This is why I love you and invited you here, because I'm telling you, you've got to hear Chris Ann on this issue. So the big issue of the week is the Supreme Court. I hate that we have to call them the Supreme, but it's the Supreme Court of the United States and what is going on. So tell us and bring this issue down for us and make the most logical sense of this issue, because I know you will. Tell us what your take on this is. And if you're living under a rock and you don't know, maybe we need a little refresher course in what just happened.
Well, what just happened was someone in the Supreme Court system leaked a draft opinion from the majority court written by Justice Alito. This is something that is completely unprecedented, and I call it judicial terrorism. There is no other purpose than to leak this draft opinion than to wreak havoc and chaos across the country to create a political shockwave, I believe, not just simply to put pressure on the Supreme Court, because frankly, putting pressure on the Supreme Court at this point is really moot. They're not going to change this. The Supreme Court is not going to change their vote. They're not going to change this opinion. If they did that, it would completely invalidate the judiciary and its authority and the validity of its opinions. So there's no way all of this, you know, these protesters and all the lunacy that's happening outside of the Supreme Court is going to have any effect on this opinion whatsoever. It may put some fear inside the minds of the people who work there and the Supreme Court justices, but it's not going to change this opinion. What the purpose of this is political terrorism from the judicial perspective, to send shockwaves across the country to make an influence on the midterm elections. I don't even see it lasting that long. The people who are outside protesting the Supreme Court, the people who get all worked up about these kind of things from a leftist perspective, also have a tendency to have a very short attention span. So I think they played this hand too early, and it's people are going to forget. And by the way, by the time October comes, by the time November comes, people will realize the reality of what this opinion does. And all of what I call the screaming memes and all of the hysteria out there is not an accurate reflection of what's really going to happen with this opinion.
Right. And in the news, we're told, in the scripted news, what we're told is that this will return this Roe versus Wade to the states. Now, that is one of the biggest lies ever. And why is that?
Well, I think the hysteria that I'm seeing is that this will outlaw abortion. Okay, so it's not going to outlaw abortion in any way, because number one, abortion was never "quote unquote" legalized. What the Supreme Court did in what Alito's opinion does is a very amazing thing. Number one, it points out a very important constitutional fact that both Roe and Casey were not constitutionally sound opinions. They were politically active opinions. These were written by political activist judges who were not following the Constitution. The federal government was never delegated any authority to involve themselves in this matter. This is a dispute between a person and their state. Those jurisdictional matters are specifically excluded in Article 3 from federal jurisdiction. Secondly, the 14th Amendment has been used since its incorporation to bring power into the federal government by creating rights that are not enumerated in the Bill of Rights. Now, there are many rights that are not enumerated in the Bill of Rights. That's what the Ninth Amendment is all about. But in order for the courts and the federal government to recognize that there is a right that is not enumerated, for all of our judicial history, it has been that the courts must recognize a long-standing historical recognition, a long-standing cultural recognition that this particular thing is an inherent natural right in order for it to be a constitutional right. For example, parental rights, okay? So parental rights are recognized as being inherent natural constitutionally protected rights of the people, because since people started having families, parental rights have always been regarded as an inherent right. Now, what they did wrong in Roe, what they did wrong in Casey, was claim that there is a right to abortion, even though it's not mentioned in the Bill of Rights. Well, in order for that to be true, you would have to have a long-standing legal, historical, and cultural recognition of abortion being a right in order to use the 14th Amendment to bring that into constitutional protection. However, there is no such long-standing recognition of abortion being a right. So as Alito points out, there is no pathway through the 14th Amendment for abortion to be established as a constitutionally protected right. And so what Alito has done is said, this is not a federal issue. You cannot use the 14th Amendment to make this a federal issue. This is a state issue because the powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states. But even so, Kate, even so, I have written an article called The Inalienable Right to Life, where we review what we just mentioned, the historical, the social, the cultural, the legal precedent of generations that shows even though this is politically and legally a state matter, a state has been established to preserve rights, the single purpose to create government as outlined in our Declaration of Independence is to secure rights, which means at the state level, abortion should not even be legalized.
Right. So all the news is saying they're going to return it to the states. It's already in the states. It's never been a federal law. It was only an opinion on a Texas case. This is where we're lied to. I love you. We'll be right back in just a moment. We'll talk about all of this. In just a moment, we'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So glad you're tuning in today. I'm happy to be here. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. My guest is Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional expert and attorney, and now you know why I love her. She likes to dial down the Constitution to really understand what's going on here with Roe versus Wade. And I'll talk about what I think this distraction is and why it came up right now. We'll get to that. But I want to stay on this for just a moment, because what you're clarifying are the points that everybody needs to know in America. Because the news is telling everybody something very false, and that is the idea that Roe versus Wade is a federal issue, and it never has been a federal law, and this is a state's issue, always has been. The states could have done anything they wanted to do with this, but they're so weak that they hide behind the fact that everybody thinks that the Supreme Court can make federal law. They cannot.
Right, absolutely. And now you have all of these people running around talking about how they're taking away Roe v. Wade as, you know, the law of the land. Roe v. Wade was never the law of the land. A Roe v. Wade was a Supreme Court opinion. The judiciary does not make law. Lawmaking is reserved to the executive, to the legislative branch. And what's interesting is now I'm seeing people, the leftist politicians saying, oh, well, now that the Supreme Court has turned its back on Roe v. Wade, now we're going to have Congress do this. Well, no, it's not a federal issue. It has always been a state issue. It can't be a federal issue because, and that's one of the things that Alito addresses in this particular opinion, you cannot lawfully use the 14th Amendment to bring abortion into the federal jurisdiction. And so if you can't use the 14th Amendment to bring abortion into the federal jurisdiction, then you can't, Congress cannot create a law regarding abortion. It has to be done at the state level. And so this opinion is not outlawing abortion. It's just recognizing that abortion is an issue that should be handled by the people through their state, period. So if you want to live in a state that wants to justify abortion, then you need to influence your legislators to do so. If you don't want to live in a state that justifies abortion, then you need to influence your legislators to do so. But you know what's interesting, Kate? I think one of the most interesting things that's going to come out of this is, where are the states, the red states, who have been hemming and hawing on legislation to protect rights because, well, you know, the Supreme Court said that Roe v. Wade says, and they've been using this as an excuse. When this opinion comes out, what are they going to use as an excuse to not absolutely and completely protect life?
Absolutely. Even legislators in my own state put it out there as, yes, we are striving to protect pro-life, except we're only going to hinge that if Roe versus Wade is overturned. I mean, it's this kind of ignorance and misunderstanding and cowardice that comes from the red states in standing up for life. Lives, any life, has that constitutional protection, shouldn't it? To live, to pursue happiness.
And when you terminate somebody else's life, when you murder that baby, you are murdering the other person's right to live out their existence. I'm so vehemently against abortion, can you tell? And so so this is interesting timing as well. 6 months before, I remember Obama, 6 months before the whole bin Laden thing came out, and then they shoved him in the ocean. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he needs brownie points. And so is this the distraction to get the left a rallying cry? Because it is hard to vote against yourself when you're paying the same gas prices we are and you're doing have the same grocery bill. And so how do you get the left to go out and vote, right? And so is this their rallying cry? Are they using this first draft leaked document to do that?
That's what they're using, Kate. But I don't see that it's going to be successful. I think this is a wasted effort on their part. First off, we're too far away from the midterms to actually really make a difference. Secondly, between now and the midterms, the people are going to realize that this opinion and really, what does overturning Roe v. Wade actually mean? The whole rhetoric now, overturning Roe v. Wade. Most people think overturning Roe v. Wade is what the media is, you know, screaming about how abortion will never be allowed in America again. That's not what overturning Roe v. Wade means. It just means it's going to be shifted to the states to make their decisions. And I am a pro-life person. I'm actually a pro-adoption person, which is actually the answer to the argument, not the argument. We should be more proactive for adoption, which gives solutions rather than just arguments. But nonetheless, if we're talking about this from a constitutional or legal perspective, overturning Roe v. Wade doesn't really mean much of anything at all if you live in a state that has a pro-abortion legislation. And the idea that, you know, I think Rachel Maddow went on a rant about, you know, back alley abortions again. I'm sorry that Rachel Maddow still lives in the 18th century, but the reality is technology, medicine, we have birth control that is reliable now. This pro-choice argument is not really an argument anymore. It's just an excuse.
Absolutely. It is an excuse. It's an excuse to get out of consequences of what you know might happen if you have sex. I mean, then don't have sex. This is a really easy thing, but people out there have a hard time understanding that. So they're running around saying that women have a protected constitutional right to go murder somebody. I'm sorry, but the line stops at murder. You don't have that freedom to murder. You have a lot of freedom, but not a freedom to just go murder whoever you want. And that's where the line gets a little fuzzy for these pro-choice people who think the choice is, yeah, I can do anything I want to do, and there are no consequences to it. Very strange.
Right. Well, I mean, there's lots of arguments to be made from a scientific perspective. I mean, my undergraduate degree is in biochemistry. We could talk about the failed scientific arguments in Roe v. Wade all day long. And in Casey, we could talk about the false narratives all day long. The bottom line is this: from a legal and constitutional perspective, this opinion actually recognizes, as we mentioned before, where this issue has always rested. And the fact that states have refused to go forward with the legislation that the people they represent wanted because of some Supreme Court opinion shows us how out of whack we are on the understanding of the proper role of government.
Amen, sister. Amen to Chris Ann Hall, LibertyFirstSociety.com. We're going to come back, talk a little bit about Ministry of Truth. Wow. What a statement that is. We're going to come right back and talk about that. And here's the deal, too. If you have to murder it, if you have to end its life, that means it's living. The end.
Right.
If you have to stop it from living, it's living. So, and if we're going to search and spend billions of dollars to find a shred of life on Mars, give me a break. We can't find one in the womb. There's a problem there. So you can tell I'm not I'm vehemently against abortion in every way and form. And let me just tell you, we'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall. We have so much to talk about on The Alex Jones Show. Be right back.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're fighting the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. My guest is the great Chris Ann Hall, constitutional expert and attorney at LibertyFirstSociety.com. If you really want to get educated on the Constitution, that's the place to go. She's got wonderful courses and easy-to-read articles, all kinds of things there that you can check out and really get an education on this, because this is what we're lacking. You know, there's several things I keep hearing in the press. Number one, landmark case, as if... How dare you nudge or re-examine or re-look at this landmark case when really we should be saying very political-driven case. And documents were leaked on that one, too, July 4th, 1972, right before that decision came out. Not the opinions, but other documents were leaked as well, and they think it came from one of the justices. And here's the other thing, the inalienable right to life. The left always talks about the woman, never the baby. And those on the right, we talk about the baby as being a separate entity. It is really amazing that the emotionally charged Roe versus Wade, 50 years later on its 50th anniversary, is now coming to an emotionally charged head before the midterms for the left, even putting barbed wire around the White House in a very dramatic, dramatic expression once again, you know. And so what are your thoughts on some of the things I just talked about, the inalienable right to life and also the landmark case that we keep hearing about?
You know, Kate, when they discover, and they need to discover, how this draft opinion was leaked, someone needs to be swiftly and summarily fired. If that person in the Supreme Court staff happens to be an attorney, that attorney not only needs to be swiftly and summarily fired, they need to be disbarred. And if it is discovered that a Supreme Court justice knew that this was happening, this would probably be the strongest case for impeaching a Supreme Court justice that we have ever seen. But what that takes, Kate, is going to take some people in Congress with real fortitude, real courage to get to the bottom of this. Not to trust the FBI to do this investigation. I don't trust the FBI to investigate who took a cookie from my cookie jar. So this is something that is going to have to be followed with perseverance, with dedication, and with due diligence, something that you're not going to find in the FBI. The inalienable right to life is a given in America. I mean, the first foundational document of America published is the Declaration of Independence. And it reads, "We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men," and they did mean all, red, yellow, black, and white, and they didn't mean just men, they meant humankind, so both genders, all colors. If you need to know why I'm telling you the facts about that, you need to go to libertyfirstsociety.com and take our classes and see what the founders actually said about it, not what your textbook says or the 1619 Project says. But we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these, life. The very first one, life. And then right. The Declaration of Independence goes on to say that to secure these rights, to secure life, governments are instituted among men deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. Okay? The only reason government ever exists is to secure the inalienable inherent rights of the people, first and foremost being the right to life. Because if you do not have an inherent, inalienable, indefeasible right to life, then you are not free and you're a slave.
Amen. You know, it crossed my mind when you were also talking about the leaking of that document. I wonder if that could be purposeful to be able to replace a judge and put them back in before midterm. That would be very interesting, wouldn't it? To blame them.
It would. I don't think we could get a new judge before midterm, but that would be something that would really, now that would be a crisis that would last a little bit longer.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about Ministry of Truth. I can't imagine I'm saying those words because it's pretty deplorable of King Fraud-A-Lot and the administration, or really not even King Fraud-A-Lot. I mean, he could barely utter a sentence, you know, just eat ice cream. It's who's running him. And so talk to me about Ministry of Truth. It's so funny to call it Ministry of Truth. It just reminds me of George Orwell or Eric Blair, the writings of 1984.
Well, it's a bureau of disinformation, and this actually publicly began in March of 2021 when the House Communications and Technology Committee met to define and you know, sort of pine over this whole disinformation thing. And the tagline was, disinformation is dangerous to our democracy. And then it wasn't shortly after that we have now this executive agency coming forward, led by a complete leftist lunatic. And we, the people, have to really understand the history behind this. First off, Kate, most Americans don't really know this is not our first Ministry of Truth. We had an Office of War Information under Woodrow Wilson to get people to go to be encouraging America to go into World War One, and then under FDR, we had another Office of War Information to encourage people to get into World War Two. Shortly after that, Congress passed a law called the Smith Modernization Act that outlawed the use of tax dollars or public funds for creating these kinds of organizations. And so since 1948, using tax dollars to create an office of information or an office of disinformation has been completely unconstitutional until 2012, when the Republicans in Congress passed a bill called the Smith Modernization Act that was buried in the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. And the Smith Modernization Act, which was sponsored by a Republican named Thornberry out of Texas, actually reversed the Smith Act, and then opened the floodgates for our tax dollars to be used to create what we're seeing today. If you do a little watching, little research, you'll see that once this Smith Modernization Act was passed and signed into law, was signed into law by Obama, but brought forward by a complete Republican majority, now all of a sudden you are completely flooded throughout the news media with all this what we call now fake news. And now here we have another Office of Information, or as the Biden administration calls it, the disinformation. And it's all because we have completely reversed the protections that were put in place to keep these kinds of government propagandas and manipulations to attack the American people.
I'm with you on this. It was before the Smith-Mundt Act, too, was the propaganda piece that they loved to throw out there was we could lie in foreign press. It was for other countries.
Right.
And then it was domestically, here we go, we can lie to our own citizens and never, ever can that be, illegal to do so. And so then if you watch from 2012, wow, have the floodgates really opened, like you said. It was a huge reaching of that.
And they're using our money, Kate.
Yeah.
They're using our money. They're using our money that they take out of our paychecks, out of our pockets, to create propaganda that will be used to silence us, that will be used to punish us for our own thoughts and opinions.
100%. And I do think this is why both parties are so intent on bipartisanship, on increasing the mental health in this country, to then classify how you think as a mental condition, just like that judge did to one of the January 6th, one of the women that was there, who just said into her camera, I think the BLM is wearing MAGA hats. And he said, I don't like your belief. You're going to jail and pay $5,000 because your belief is horrendous to me. That it was more like a mental condition. I'll be right back with the fantastic, what could I say, Chris Ann Hall, constitutional expert and attorney. So stay with us.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen. kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here with you on the Alex Jones Show. Terrific show today, Alex. And now we have, of course, the great Chris Ann Hall, who's our constitutional expert and attorney. She travels all around the country to deliver speeches to people, to educate, and also the sheriffs. And there's several things I want to talk about. Number one, I want you to mention the documentary that is so amazing. If you have not seen this, you need to see this and have your family and your children and your grandchildren see this. Chris Ann, talk about your documentary for just a moment.
Absolutely. You know, we just talked about that Ministry of Truth. Well, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, has stepped up and said, I will do everything in Florida to fight this disinformation bureau here. This is not going to come here. Well, why does Ron DeSantis, as the governor of Florida, have a duty and authority to do that? Well, that's what our documentary is all about. It's called Noncompliant. You can find it at noncompliantmovie.com. And it is the historical and factual background constitutional understanding of the separation of powers between the state and the federal government and the power that the people have to restore principled constitutional government back in America. We are not powerless. We are not, America is not lost. We have powerful, powerful, peaceful means by which our designers of our constitutional republic created so that the people could control their government. And that's what Noncompliant Movie is all about. It's noncompliantmovie.com.
I love this too. And it really is. It is like a aha moment the whole time you're watching it. Because like the points you brought today, number one, Roe versus Wade was never a federal law. Now the media is not going to tell you that. Rachel Maddow isn't going to tell you that. No one's going to tell you that. And so they're acting like they are an affront to freedom. And what is the rallying cry of the leftist progressive? Oh my gosh, they might take away your freedom to murder more babies. Please fight for this. So it's very, very strange. I feel like we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah. I feel like every speech we make out there in America right now needs to be, well, hello, Sodom and Gomorrah. How's everybody doing today? I wanted you to comment on the sheriffs, the role of the sheriffs, because you're talking to sheriffs all over the country and you're reminding them of their role. Many sheriffs don't understand their own role. Can you talk about this for a moment?
Well, the sheriff is a very unique position in America by design. The sheriff is a constitutional representative of the people. The sheriff is not a hireling of the governor or the county or the city council or the mayor. The sheriff is a direct constitutional representative of the people who takes an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state. And inherent in that oath lies the duty of the sheriff to guard the rights of the people. The sheriff is not to be a blind enforcer of the law. The sheriff is actually a check and balance on both the legislative and executive and judicial branches to ensure that they are all following the Constitution so that he or she can guard the rights of the people. As the highest executive in the county, even in that county, the sheriff's authority is higher than the governor. If the governor is operating unconstitutionally, a governor that sends down a mandate that says we're in an emergency and we got to close down these businesses or we got to shut down your church or we got to arrest you for being out in public. A sheriff has a duty to stand up and defend the rights of the people and tell that governor, no, not in my county. And that works the same way with the federal government. If the federal government sends an agency in, like a Bureau of Disinformation, mind you, and wants to shut down or arrest someone for their speech or their thought, it's the sheriff's responsibility as the last and most powerful guard of the people's rights to stand there, to physically stand there and say, no, you're not going to enforce this here. This is contrary to the Constitution. This is contrary to the Constitution of my state, and I will not enforce it, and I won't let you enforce it either. And unfortunately, Kate, our sheriffs have been taught and deceived for very long time, especially the American people as well, that, oh, well, you can't understand the Constitution unless you're a scholar or you went to law school or you're a politician and now all of a sudden you know everything you need to know about the Constitution. That's really not true. Our Constitution was written in 1788 so that the most basic person on the street in that year could pick up the Constitution, read it, and know how their government's supposed to act, what it's not supposed to do, and the remedy of the people for its violations. And so we have to understand as a people that it's not complicated. It does take some time. It takes a little bit of effort, but it is really the children's guard for liberty. We have a responsibility to guard the liberty of our posterity, and there is no more powerful ally for you than your sheriff, who is a constitutionally minded sheriff.
So when the sheriffs tell you, Chrisanne, you know, hey, if the feds come and they want to do something, I have to go check the laws, the regulations, the policies. I have to see, you know, I have to work within the confines of this, so I need to know every single law and policy. What is your answer to that?
Well, the answer to that is I'm sorry, sir, you're misinformed. Go look at your oath. You don't take an oath to the agencies of the federal government. You don't take an oath to the regulations of the federal government. You take an oath to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of your state. The only thing you have to do is compare what that agent or agency is trying to do or wanting to do with the Constitution. If it's not consistent with the Constitution, then the sheriff has a duty and obligation to prevent it from happening. And again, the Constitution is the written standard for government. It's not a living, breathing document. It is a written standard that can only be changed through very specific and very arduous means in the in Article 5 of the Constitution. So our sheriffs, the class that I teach, Kate, the class that I teach is 3 hours. We do a 3-hour class for sheriffs, and we have sheriffs that have left my 3-hour continuing education training for them because I've taught at the academies. I'm a constitutional attorney. I am qualified to teach this. I have had sheriffs who have immediately picked up the phone after taking my class and changed policies and protected the rights of their people because they were finally, finally informed.
I love that. You just gave me chills. You really did. Because when you see that kind of awakening, how amazing that is, because everyone is kind of depending on that they know their job. The problem is, and probably one of the problems you're finding is you're going out and you're teaching and you're thinking, they don't know their job. They need to be taught and reminded. Please get Chris Ann to your local sheriff's office. Please go remind your sheriff that she needs to come and instruct, because we're going to need that last layer of protection.
Absolutely.
Like no other in this decade, for sure.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it.
It's amazing, Kate. It's absolutely amazing watching the transformation. And the sheriffs want to do this. They want to do this, but no one has ever told them how to do this or that they have the authority to do this. We have the documentary Noncompliance. In October, we're going to be releasing a sequel to that, Noncompliant 2, and it's all about the sheriff. The entire documentary is dedicated to the role, the duty of the sheriff, as established constitutionally and historically. It's an amazing history. And every sheriff that we have interviewed for this documentary, Kate, every single one of them without fail has said, I became sheriff because I wanted to protect my people. I wanted to do right by my community. And they want to do these things, but nobody is teaching them. And it's very, very empowering for them. And by the way, it's not radical. It's been happening across America, all in counties all over America for many, many years. But the media will not let you see when a sheriff is standing up to a federal agency or standing up to a governor and telling them, no, we're not going to enforce this and neither will you, because that overturns the narrative of chaos that the media wants to portray to keep the people in line with the federal supremacist narrative.
Thank you, Chris Ann. In fact, I've said often that we enrolled in an adult education course that we never knew we enrolled in, and that was the nighttime news. And we have been infiltrated with improper education and misled, and that is exactly why you need to go check out that documentary, Noncompliance, and also check out Chris Ann Hall at LibertyFirstSociety.com and get instructed. Get your grandkids instructed. Get your children instructed. Chris Ann Hall, thank you so much for the logic, everything that you brought to this hour. Thank you, Kate.
Really thank you, Alex,
it.
For having Kate.
Absolutely. Thank you. And
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.